The next patient is Mr. Harry Schumann. The last name is S-H-U-M-A-N. This is a clinical case of an 84-year-old African-American male that is followed in the office because of episodes that seem to be seizures. I had the opportunity to witness them in a couple of occasions. Period. During those episodes, the patient loses control of the sphincters. Period. The patient was referred to Dr. Joy, J-O-Y, to Winter Haven. An EEG was done, and no seizure activity was detected. Period. The patient was without appointments with Dr. Joy, and because of the presence of the seizure activity that continues to happen, the patient is here today, period. I explained to Mr. Schumann that this is beyond the scope of my practice. I'm going to make a referral to Dr. Ramkison, R-A-M-K-I-S-S-O-O-N, the local neurologist, in order to give follow-up and treat him accordingly. Number two, the patient continues to be with severe anxiety. We have to keep in mind that Mr. Schumann is a Marine that was in Vietnam, and he's had the problem of anxiety and insomnia for many years, and we are going to increase the administration of alprazolam in order to help him in the short term up until he gets to the neurologist. Following number. Following number, the patient has a thrombosed vascular access. Pending is the rescheduling of the vascular access in Tampa. The patient has called Dr. Huang, U-H-U-A-N-G, office, and to no avail. We are going to have the personnel in charge at the kidney center to call for him, to call for the follow-up appointment and schedule the procedure, because the patient is receiving dialysis through a perm cath. Following number, the patient has anemia related to CKD that is treated at the kidney center. Following number, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. We are going to give follow-up at the condition in 6 weeks. A period, I spend 5 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 15 minutes documentation, 5 minutes.